This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While one gets ahead of the news at one's peril, I feel completely confident in saying that throughout the day tomorrow, news feeds and broadcasts will be full of the latest reading on the Consumer Price Index, and in particular, how much said consumer prices rose compared to this time last year. That particular number, inflation year on year, is a big deal in the world of economic data. But in the economy of right now, that number can also be a little bit misleading, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
You can think of the year-to-year inflation number as a pretty simple math question. First, take how much prices rose last August. Then, add how much they rose in September, and October, and November, and every month until this past July. In other words,
a year-on-year indicator is reflective of inflation over the past year.
That's Laura Veldkamp, an economics professor at Columbia. She says that number can be useful if you want to filter out temporary changes in inflation that happen month to month.
Some things are on sale and some things had a little temporarily daily spike on the day we measured them. So to smooth out some of that noise, we typically average.
But the problem with averaging up the last 12 months of inflation data is that the economy looked very different 12 months ago.
The more months you add, the smoother it gets, but also the more stale it gets.
That's Jason Furman, an economics professor at Harvard. He says inflation has been slowing down over the last several months, and so a number that looks at 12 months of inflation data isn't all that useful.
In an economy that's changing as quickly as it has been on the inflation side, I think that staleness is just not worth it.
There is a compromise between the year-on-year inflation data and the month-to-month figures.
My favorite is the quarter-on-quarter, which is something in between.
That's Menzi Chen, an economics professor at the University of Wisconsin. He says looking at inflation in three-month chunks keeps the data fresh and free of any one-off distractions, like a spike in broccoli prices.
If it's truly a one-off event, then that's going to dissipate the next month.
And that, Chen says, can give him a better idea of where inflation is headed. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.